Co-working's already a part of life for an estimated 2.3 million people. The 2018 Global Co-working Unconference Conference, GCUC, estimates membership growing 24% annually, especially, they say, in the Asia-Pacific region. Carl Smith is opening branches of citywide home loans in Hawaii. And while they're hiring, they're working out of Impact Hub in Kaka'ako.
We can grow within the space and just a really neat atmosphere.
The Global Co-working Unconference Conference estimates 2.3 million co-working members globally, growing at 24% annually and thousands of co-working spaces. Oleg and Natalie are online cruise consultants. They've been in Hawaii 2 months, living in Airbnbs, hotels, happily co-working.
For example, Natalie, she used to work in Hub in Ukraine, in Odessa. Same brand, same like homey atmosphere.
Yes. There are 102 Impact Hubs globally, according to Ann Weber, Director of Community and co-founder of Impact Hub Honolulu.
I think the idea of Hawaii as a startup paradise is definitely marketable and exciting.
Is it true?
Definitely. Yeah.
Weber says we're part of the U.S., the time zones work, and we have what digital nomads like, Wi-Fi and atmosphere, and great communities.
It's totally self-serve. On Wednesdays, we all have lunch together here. Kombucha.
Like most co-working spaces, Impact Hub has private rooms, meeting spaces. There are even surfboard racks.
And it's really awesome to see someone painting while you're, you know, working on your computer.
Oh, yeah.
And just seeing the conversations that happen.
Weber says once people realized they could work from anywhere, a sort of isolation took hold.
Right, so I see co-working as a physical manifestation of these kind of ideas that grew from the cloud.
Rechung Fujihira co-founded Hawaii's first co-working space, Box Jelly, 8 years ago when nobody knew what co-working was. He said, obviously, adults need a coffee shop slash office slash hangout.
But, you know, you even see companies like Microsoft, SoftBank, who else was in their Dropbox? A lot of these companies are now renting from co-working spaces and somewhat outsourcing a lot of things, including culture, to the co-working space. Just basically buy into a space that has a culture for you, right?
Box Jelly is creating a big new space in Ward Center, and there are other co-working spaces in town, in Kailua, and on the major islands. Laptops, cell phones, cloud computing have changed the way we all work.
We have an opportunity to kind of leverage the fact that we can have great people coming out of here that can pull on resources around the world. And I think co-working is kind of like a part of that.
Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.